And I do hope we have with us on the phone Rabbi Gutperin.
Good morning, Ilan.
Good morning, Rabbi. How are you?
Thank God, Baruch Hashem. And how are you?
I'm good. I'm good. I totally forgot from Tu Bishvat, and I put that song that was before was Brosh, which is a tree.
Oh, there you go, you see?
That's it.
So things happen even without you realizing.
That's it.
That's the way that it goes. But you were missing another song.
Which one?
The Yiddish one of Here Comes the Rabbi.
This time I have an excuse because there was an accident and my computer fried.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so I have a big problem, but it will be okay. I will fix it.
All right. So this, but
and if not, I will find that song and
play
put it
again.
Yeah.
Nevertheless, the song that you played before was appropriate.
That's
perfect.
It?
All works out well.
Yeah. So Tu Bishvat.
So Tu Bishvat.
Chag Ha'ilan, by the way.
That's right. There you go. Your name, too.
Yeah, my second birthday.
So we have Tu Bishvat, which is... I believe it's going to be on Monday, January 21st. And, you know, you think about it for a second and you ask yourself, says, when is the last time that you wished a tree Happy New Year? Because ultimately, the 15th day of the Hebrew month of Shvat, which is Tu Bishvat, it's known as Tu Bishvat, but it's also known as the New Year of the trees. And the question that many people ask is, why do trees celebrate their New Year so much later than now? Sure, when we have Rosh Hashanah, it should be New Year's for everyone. And it really has to do with the rainy season in Israel, which commences with the festival of Sukkot, and it takes 4 months for the rains to saturate the soil. There's a soil, sorry. Often saturates our soil. But anyway, saturate the soil, nurture the trees, and put them into the motion of producing fruit. Now, this is important to know if you're planning, you know, to give your, in Israel, we have to give maaser, tithes,
yeah,
of the person's fruit. And because the required tithes vary from year to year, it's also very important if you, you know exactly when is the time to give it or when is the time not to give it. Now, we as humans can also celebrate along with the trees because, as the Torah says, man is a tree of the field, and we are nurtured by deep roots as far as Abraham and Sarah, our mother and father, and we reach upwards to heaven while standing firmly on the ground. And when we do all this right, we produce fruit that benefit the world, which is namely our good deeds. Same thing as a tree. If you don't have strong roots, you don't have a strong foundation, the tree above is not going to have anything to stand on or anything to show.
Yeah.
Now, it's interesting because when do we have Tu Bishvat? Tu Bishvat is in January. But most people that are listening to this program, at least on the radio, and then some that are listening all over the world on online,
yeah,
is by me in Windsor this weekend. It's supposed to be cold. It's supposed to be snow. It's supposed to be freezing. Snow covering the trees. So if you want to celebrate the trees, we should really do it in the spring. Why now? Why are we doing it right in the middle of the winter? And the real answer is, as we just explained about the different parts of the maaser, of the when you're supposed to give it, there is many other reasons. And as in the case in many of the Torah laws, the halacha, the law, is based on what happens in the land of Israel. So since most of Israel's rainy season is over by the 15th day of Shvat, by Tu Bishvat.
Even though this year is exception.
Exception, I think, this is why I just saw something, they have snow there now or
yeah,
something.
Yeah.
So because of that, the date is considered the New Year's of the tree. And Rashi, who's the main commentator on the Torah, explains that at this point, the ground has become saturated with rains of the new year, causing the sap to start rising in the trees, which means that the fruit is going to start to bud. And it's interesting because in the Jerusalem Talmud, in the Jerusalem Gemara, it records a alternative explanation. It says, until the new year is of the trees, all the trees can survive on the water from the previous year. After their new year, the trees derive their life source from the water of the new year, which means that basically you need to be able to have that time, because if you're reading what he's saying, you know, when we're living in sub-zero weather and when it's very cold, we really look to what Menachem Meiri, a commentator, writes. And he says, he points out that the winter season extends from the month of Tevet until the month of Nisan, which the 15th day of Shvat is literally in the midpoint between fall and spring. So once half the winter has passed, its strength is weakened. The cold is not so intense, and so therefore the budding can take place. So yes, it is smack in the middle of the winter, but the 15th of Shvat makes a turning point, a time when under all that cold and snow, the sap of the trees is rising, readying itself for spring. If everything would be starting to only get ready in spring, it would be much later on that the trees, and then where are they going to get water? You got the summer, so on and so forth. So the 15th day of Shvat signifies that sometimes it is precisely from within the darkest and coldest moments of our lives, or of the trees' lives, that the new blossoms come forth. And so therefore, it is important that that day of Shvat, the 15th day of Shvat, is the time that we have to be Shvat. Now, it's also, not only is a holiday for the trees, but we also celebrate the extraordinary beauty and uniqueness of the land of Israel. Because as it says in the Torah, for the Lord your God is bringing you to a good land, a land with brooks of water, honey, so on and so forth, the land of wheat and barley, grapes, figs, pomegranates, a land of oil producing olives, and honey obviously from dates. Now these are the seven species that are special to Israel.
Yeah.
And this isn't just a, you know, oh, it's such a nice verse, a fruit verse, a flowery verse. These seven species are specifically connected to the land of Israel. And in fact, there is a mitzvah to bring the first of these fruits to the Holy Temple in Jerusalem. You know, when it comes to Bikurim, or where it comes with the tithing, so on and so forth. So Israel produces many other fruits. They don't only produce wheat and barley and grapes and pomegranates, so on and so forth. You know, they produce Jaffa oranges, yeah. many other
spices.
Things.
Spices.
Yeah, exactly. So what is so significant about these specific seven species? And the commentaries offer several explanations. And on the basic level, these fruits are unique that they provide the necessary nutrients, for sustenance. And, because you think about it, barley, wheat, olives, so on and so forth. And some commentaries even add that the land of Israel is the only place where all of these very diverse species naturally grow in very close proximity. They're not growing one on one part of Israel and the other one 10 hours away. They grow sometimes very close to each other, same farm, so on and so forth. So we have those seven species, but there's a deeper reason. And the Lubavitcher Rebbe gives a deep insight into this, and he says like this. In general, The seven species can be split into two types. One is grain, and the other is fruit from trees. Grain is necessary for sustenance. However, fruit, on the other hand, are not necessary for sustenance, but they add pleasure to a person's life. And so they taste good, they're refreshing. So both are important. And therefore, both are included in the blessing for the land of Israel. Now, in the spiritual sense, the Israel, quote-unquote, of our soul also contains these two elements. Something that is a necessity and something that is pleasure. And on this day of Tu Bishvat, the New Year's of the tree, it's customarily that we eat from all the seven species. But we celebrate the five fruits that grow on the tree, pleasure, even more than the grain. We don't eat tons of bread. We don't eat things with tons of barley. We eat a lot of grapes, and we're going to eat a lot of figs, and dates, and pomegranates, and olives. So we're going to focus more on the pleasure part versus something that is a necessity. And there's a reason for this. And the lesson for us is that even when a person is in the early stages of spiritual growth, in other words, same thing like the tree, the level of trees that are growing things, he must already have the goal of serving God with all his might, which includes the all-encompasses aspects of desire and pleasure. Because for a Jew's service of God, it cannot just be intellectual. It cannot just be, this is the way that it is. Only when one service of God is truly pleasurable can it be truly complete. So really, the New Year of Trees teaches us that from the start, we must set out to serve God with all seven divine attributes, with all of the necessities of life, you know, the wheat, the barley, the things that are needed in life. And then you have also the pleasures. Every morning when we start our day, we must resolve to serve God, not just this is how we have to do it.
Yeah.
But with pleasure.
With love.
Give it all we got. That we should enjoy the world. We should enjoy the life that is in the world that God has created. And that's one of the main things. So on Tu Bishvat, we have the mitzvah of eating the fruit, enjoying the physical parts. But remembering, this is the land of Israel. This is the land growing trees, so on and so forth. This is the land that is going to bring us closer, bring us back to God, obviously, when the temple is rebuilt, when Mashiach is going to be coming, when he will come very soon. And with that, we'll be able to celebrate Tu Bishvat in the utmost way that we're supposed to, spiritually and pleasurably.
Very good. Rabbi, are there special services or something for...
So well, there's customs that we do. We make obviously the blessings on the fruit, and if you haven't had a fruit in a while, you say Shachianu. There are people that have a custom to eat carob pieces. And as I said, the master Kabbalist, the Arizal, would eat 15 types of fruits on this day.
15.
So not only the 70, it's fine. But why? Because fruit is so important. And then, also the JNF is having their event on on Sunday.
Yeah.
At the garden. I forgot which. I think it starts at 10:30 till 12:30, and it's at one of the gardens. I believe it's on the. Oh, here we go. Blooming Gardener.
Okay.
Which is on Concession Road in Old Castle.
Okay.
So it's a program. They're gonna grow. They're gonna plant their own olive tree, create their own bird feeder, interactive presentation, so on and so forth. So it should be interesting. So come out with the family.
Okay, Rabbi, I want to wish you Shabbat Shalom.
You too.
And a great weekend.
You too. We'll talk next week.
Bye bye.
See you. Welcome.